I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign says California is key to any chance the senator has left of winning the Democratic presidential nomination. And a big part of the campaign's strategy involves persuading hundreds of non-elected superdelegates to switch their allegiances to Sanders. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
For weeks, the Sanders campaign has said that it needs to win a majority of elected delegates to the national convention in order to encourage many non-elected superdelegates to support Sanders. Right now, Sanders trails Clinton by roughly 280 elected delegates. Her lead goes up to almost 750 when the commitments of the superdelegates are factored in. Jeff Weaver is Sanders' campaign manager. Because the Democrats use proportional voting, he acknowledges it will be very difficult for Sanders to actually win a majority of elected delegates. But Weaver says a win in California will send a clear message to the superdelegates.
If he can finish strong, finish the race strong, with a lot of momentum, and close the delegate gap, then I think he will be in a strong position to make the case to the superdelegates that they should take another look.
Weaver says the Sanders campaign is reaching out to three different groups of superdelegates. First, uncommitted delegates. There are roughly 150 of them. Second, delegates pledged to Clinton in states where Sanders won big victories. And finally, those delegates who made their decision before the primary process got underway. Weaver wants the superdelegates to consider a number of factors, including the large number of independent voters who are backing Sanders, his huge support among younger voters, and many national polls showing Sanders running better than Clinton against the expected GOP candidate Donald Trump.
That's, I think, what the burden on the superdelegates is going to be, to look at the two candidates and to make a decision about who will best be able to retain the White House and help the Democrats win in the Congress.
Weaver says the Sanders campaign is very unhappy with the treatment it's getting from the Democratic National Committee in terms of representation on key policy committees at the convention. Weaver vowed to fight these issues on the convention floor if the situation doesn't improve.
And if, he is not treated, and his supporters and millions of people who have supported him across the country are not treated fairly in terms of either the rules or the platform, he's prepared to take those votes to the floor and force votes on them.
Oregon and Kentucky will hold their primaries next Tuesday. Sanders is expected to do very well in both states. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.